This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Perhaps you've heard of the latest environmental movement to ban plastic straws. Even though they're small, they are large in number. The activists claim that there are millions of straws used every day. That number seems high, at least to me, since I avoid using plastic straws. I figure I don't need a straw when I drink water or a beverage at home. Why do I need one in a restaurant? And if I go to a Starbucks, I have a personal cup with a straw that I rinse out when I'm done. As Christians, we should practice sound stewardship of the environment, but I also think we need to think carefully about the impact of a plastic straw ban. On the one hand, all these straws end up as litter in landfills and in the ocean. On the other hand, there are some people, those with disabilities and small children, for example, that actually need a straw to drink. At the moment, the biggest plastic pollution challenge is in our oceans, and plastic straws aren't the problem. Large plastic floating islands in the ocean are a major environmental issue. Perhaps the best known is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch that floats between California and Japan. The nonprofit Ocean Cleanup has discovered that the Pacific Patch is much larger than originally estimated. But plastic straws and plastic bags aren't the reason. Nearly half of it was fishing nets. When combined with ropes and line, it accounted for a majority of the trash. The rest included hard plastics like crates and bottle caps, and when Ocean Cleanup looked at food packaging, they found that nearly a third was written in Japanese and nearly a third was written in Chinese. None of this is to argue against the reducing of our use of plastic straws, but it does remind us that if we want to address the problem of plastic pollution, we should focus more attention on things other than plastic straws. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.